Welcome back, Miss Lang.
Thanks, Ronnie.
A good trip?
Great trip. Composer's retreat in the Adirondacks.
Between every two pines is a doorway to a new world.
Who's that?
John Muir. Here's 16.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Welcome home.
Shit. Shit, shit, shit.
Miss Lang, forgot something in the car?
Lobby.
Of course.
Why didn't you warn me?
Miss?
That Terry moved out? Or that Jeanette happened to visit unexpectedly? Or that they conspired against me and want me to watch something they put together on freaking YouTube?
Well, it's not my place. Lobby coming up.
A warning would have been nice.
Night, miss.
Dorothy Parker, gin martini, up with olives and a twist.
Cool.
Olive and twist. Last time there was no twist.
I love Dorothy Parker.
Not many people know who she is anymore.
I can't hear you. Mind if I move over?
It's not my bar.
My favorite Parker quote might be, "The best way to keep children at home is to make the home atmosphere pleasant and let the air out of the tires."
Why the hell does everyone keep quoting to me today?
Maybe the universe is trying to tell you something.
Oh, I'll say it is.
Bad day?
That would be an understatement. Since you're here, can I get you...
Peter.
Maris. Tea. You're drinking tea?
I am.
If you're going to lecture me on the evils of alcohol, you might as well move your seat back now.
You read a lot into my tea drinking.
Sorry, but you look the part.
How so?
Soft-spoken, cotton shirt, and your sweater looks very soft. Cashmere, maybe.
It is soft. Want to feel it?
Listen, I'm not really into men. Not lately, anyway.
Well, that's understandable. Given the behavior of our species lately, anyway...
Sorry if I'm being cranky, but something really awful just happened, and...
Why don't you tell me what happened?
Sure. Why not? I have nothing left to lose. So my girlfriend for 3 years shows up unexpectedly and surprises my new girlfriend in the apartment we share. Well, we did share for a hot minute.
Wow. That is a rough day.
You think?
If you don't mind me asking, how did you find out?
When I walked into the apartment after a weekend away, it was clear that girlfriend number two had moved out. Then they both left me a note telling me to watch a YouTube video they'd made.
Any idea what's on it?
No, but I'm sure they're not starting a Maris Lang fan club.
I've always found that delaying the inevitable is often the worst choice. Our imaginations can be far crueler than our own enemies.
Fair point, even if unsolicited. Bartender, another round, please. Let me grab my cell.
You okay? You're shaking a little. Don't drop your phone.
I can't believe I'm asking you this, but will you watch the video with me?
You sure?
Yes.
That's a great photo of you, by the way. You're a dead ringer for Jamie Lee Curtis. Have people said that?
Maybe there's a likeness in that photo, but not the way I look now.
And how's that?
Tired, anxious, old.
You're not any of those things.
We'll see after this video. You ready?
I should be asking you that question.
Oh my God.
What? That's lovely.
Are you kidding me?
Who wrote the song?
I did. Wrote the same song for both of them like an asshole. And now they're paying me back by dancing to it.
I don't understand. All I see is two beautiful dancers moving to quite a remarkable song.
You don't get it. I feel exposed. Such a fraud. And they're probably in bed right now, laughing at me.
Can I ask you something?
Oh, why not? You're not very good about following directions anyway.
Why did you have two girlfriends who knew nothing about each other?
I planned on breaking up with girlfriend number one when I moved.
And girlfriend number two?
I thought that she wouldn't want an old cow like me. Especially if I said I had a girlfriend back in Chicago. Two strikes already. And if we ever took our clothes off, the third strike would reveal itself rather quickly.
I bet you're not so bad. I could judge if you want.
Cute. These are dancers. Perfect bodies.
Young dancers. Everybody ages.
Sure, whatever. I choose to ignore the problem like an idiot. Now I'm paying the price.
Let me tell you a story. See that guy over there?
Gordon Gekko in the trim blue suit?
That was me.
Really?
About 6 years ago. Suits, tailor-made in London. Rolex, Italian shoes. I ran a small fund, mostly tech, with my best friend from college, Blair. Blair never really cared about the money. I, on the other hand, loved money. Loved making it and loved spending it.
I see where this is going.
It's not an uncommon story. I found ways to overcharge our clients by a few percentage points. I figured they'd be making so much. Then it got worse.
Oh, no.
I started stealing from Blair.
Your best friend?
I told myself that Blair didn't care about money, and I was handling all the details. I convinced myself I deserved it.
Awful. What happened?
I got caught. Arrested. Charged.
No wife? Kids?
Blair had the family. I sold everything to pay everyone back, as well as the fines and legal fees. No one wanted anything to do with me. I was poison.
That's quite an image.
Ever been to New Mexico?
No, but I've always wanted to go to Santa Fe for the opera.
There's a monastery up in the Chama River Canyon wilderness at the end of a 13-mile dirt road. I decided to go, sight unseen. Get away from the awful life I'd created.
You religious?
No. This retreat center is about contemplation. I kept to myself for that first year.
You stayed in a monastery for a full year?
Yes.
Wow. You suggesting I do the same?
Not at all. Know what I thought about for those 8,000 hours? I spent a good chunk of time forgiving myself with an eye toward change.
What about Blair?
I wrote to him every week, chronicling the soul-searching I was doing and asking for forgiveness. Never heard back.
Why are you telling me all this? What's your agenda?
Don't have one. I know you're suffering, so I wanted to share my story.
Yes, but why?
I don't know much, but I know you need to forgive yourself. Show yourself great kindness. Is that too weird?
That might be the nicest thing anyone said to me. You might be the nicest person I've met in a very long time.
Me? You sure? I know how you feel about tea-drinking men.
Usually, I prefer bourbon-drinking women, but I just might make an exception.
I'm curious. How does it feel to compose? To write something as beautiful as that piece of music I heard on your phone?
I've always thought it's like finding your way through a dream. Ever have those dreams where you lose the keys to your car and you're heading out on a road trip? Or your luggage is on the wrong side of the lake and you have no boat?
I know those dreams intimately.
That's how I compose music. I make myself as lost as possible and then try to find my way back.
That's what you should do, in my tea-drinking opinion, which you didn't ask for.
I could use a little advice right now.
When I was in New Mexico, I met a teacher who was really into mapping.
Like roads?
More like mind mapping or emotional cartography. She asked us to recall a moment when we remember being our best selves.
Do you want me to do that?
Up to you.
All right. The martinis say go for it. I'm fresh out of grad school, living in Boston, heading to my tiny apartment in Hyde Park. Wait. Can you hold my hand?
Gladly.
That's better. It's autumn, and there's a light wind rustling the leaves. And I'm almost running, trying to get back to a piece I'm working on. No commission, no girlfriend or boyfriend, just me. And the music's waiting.
Are you okay? Bartender, some tissues, please.
I just don't know how I've gotten so far from that person.
What was she like?
Joyful, light, funny, passionate. The kind of person to feed cats on her fire escape. One who makes pumpkin bread around Halloween for everyone in her building.
Couldn't you do that now?
Have you seen my building next door? No more fire escapes, no pets, and the only people I know work in the elevator and front desk.
That young woman is still inside you. Spend some time with her. She'll show you the way to heal.
Sorry. I can't do this. Jack, please. This is too upsetting. I need to go home.
Please don't.
It was nice to meet you, Peter, but it's all too much. I'm glad things worked out for you in the end.
Maris.
Oh, good evening. A floor, please.
16.
Wow. This is a beautiful elevator. Reminds me of the Chrysler building.
Do you work in the Chrysler?
I had some business dealings there in the past.
The past is never where you think you left it.
Indeed. Who said that?
Catherine Ann Porter, one of my faves. Coming up on 16.
Surprised you let me up?
I'm not that awful. Come in.
Quite the place.
Where have you been? I thought you'd either chase after me or decide I wasn't worth the trouble.
I sat at the bar, reflecting.
Seems like that's your thing.
Wondering whether I'd overstepped my bounds. You came in after a pretty traumatic experience, and I threw some unsolicited advice your way. You should have slapped me in the face.
Then why'd you give it?
During my year in New Mexico, I heard a talk about the Good Samaritan and decided to help others, even if they didn't ask for it. But now I know it comes with risks.
Let me show you what I've been doing.
Lovely baby grand.
Look at my desk.
Letters.
Let's sit on the love seat.
Gladly.
I've started 4 letters. 1 to Jeanette, girlfriend number 1. 1 to Terry, girlfriend number 2. 1 to the former me, and 1 to you.
Me? Why me?
If you hadn't been at the bar, I would have secluded myself and moved on. Then I would have found another person, probably younger, to distract myself from myself.
I totally get it.
I know you do. That's why after I left the bar, I had your lovely voice in my head urging me to change, starting tonight.
I'm flattered.
You should be. I dated men and women up until 5 years ago. Since then, I've only been with women.
Why the switch?
I found it harder to find men like you. Kind, smart, confident, but not domineering.
I humbly accept that. What's that smell?
Oh, God. I hope I didn't burn it. Phew. They're fine.
Is that pumpkin bread?
Will you help me deliver them? You are the inspiration, after all.
Are you asking?
Yes, I'm asking you to spend the night.
You sure?
I am. I guarantee it will be nicer than sleeping in the desert monastery.
Can't argue with that.